Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is April 24th, 2023. Give it honor to God, who is head of our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning, a day that we have never seen before. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. With your phone on mute, I urge you to play, rejoice, agree, call out names of those in need of what is being prayed for. You all made a good decision, a good choice, putting God first. On mute, you can follow them, you know. If you don't know the song, you still can. So at this time, I'm asking to make a joyful noise to the Lord by worship of song. So is there anyone that willing to sing a song this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys, Sister Marie.
That's my good morning.
And good morning, everyone that's on this line. We have come into this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this place to magnify you, Lord, and worship you. Worship you, Jesus Christ, my Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify you, Lord, and worship you. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify you, Lord, and worship you. Let us lift up holy hands to magnify you, Lord, and worship you. Worship you, Jesus Christ, my Lord. I thank God for that, you know, some pieces of that song. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Is there another?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I will praise the Lord. I'm going to try this song. I'm not sure if I know all the words. Had it not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Had it not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. Done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, You done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank God. I went nowhere I would be if it wasn't for Jesus. Anyone else have a verse, part of a song? I hear our Lord come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. We praising you, Lord, come by here. We praising you, Lord, come by here. We praising you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. We love you, Lord, come by here. We love you, Lord, come by here. By here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, oh Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, your name, oh Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord. Come by here. Amen. So is there another willing to make a joyful noise to the Lord before we move on? Okay. So I noticed when I was making a joyful noise, you all could have filled in with whatever while you was on mute. So moving right along, we all going to come in. We're not going to petition for anything. We're just going to give God praise and glory. Unmute your phone and come in.
Praise the name, Father.
Hallelujah. I thank you.
God, to the
fullest out of waking me up this morning.
I'm going back.
Yes, Lord. God, hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you for this brand new day. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for being in my family life. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for looking up in our neighbor. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for that for me. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you. Thank you for the part. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you.
Thank you. Lord, I thank you for a voice in the morning.
Oh, yes.
That we have a voice
no one like you.
There is no one like to say praise
to your name, Father God. In the name of
God,
we thank you right now, God, for right minds. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise your name. God, in the name of Jesus, we're just so grateful this morning, for this morning, for this day that you have made, oh God. And we are rejoicing and we're glad in it, Father. We're grateful, Lord, today that you are the God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of our glory has come in, the King strong and mighty, oh God. You are perfect, Lord. And Lord, we thank you today that you are from everlasting to everlasting, oh God. And we know, God, today that your answers are yea and amen, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are glad that you are a sovereign God and you have no respect of person. And what you have done for one, you can and will do it for another, oh God. So we're grateful for that today, oh God. Oh, my Father, we just thank you today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, oh God, and you keep us in perfect peace, oh God, as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God, and we realize that Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, for giving us peace today, Lord. My God, we thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed on Calvary so that we could be free, free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. We thank you, Jesus, for just calling us friend. You are a friend who's closer than a brother. You are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, oh God, and a stranger we would not follow, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just knowing that you are the one and only one who came to this earth and gave your life for each and every person who is in this earth realm, even now, today, in the name of this Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you left this earth, you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is our comforter, our keeper, our reminder, our paraclete, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, today for that Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us, oh God. We know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. It's by my Spirit, said the Lord. So the Spirit of the living God continues just fall upon us even now to lead us and guide us in our prayers today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we do realize and recognize we must die daily to sin, oh God. So, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for any unrighteousness, any wrongdoing, anything that may have come into my mind that was not pure, that was not clean. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, Lord. And, Lord, I pray that each and every person, O God, who is a part of the kingdom, if we have any ought against anybody, O God, that we would get it straight, O God, before we come and present our gifts to you, Lord. Lord, we want to be clean. We want to have clean hands and a pure heart, O God, that we will have be stronger and stronger each and every day, O God. And, Lord, we will continue to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, O God. And we do remember your word, O God, that says that if we obey and serve you, Lord Jesus, that we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures, O God. So we pray, God, today that we will continue to prosper and be in health, O God, even as our souls prosper, O God, in you, O God. We know that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for your lead and your guidance, oh God, this morning, oh God, because you're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. So we thank you that we are in a wealthy place, oh God, spiritually, Lord, and naturally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing our businesses, oh God. Each, every person who has a business, oh God, we pray that you continue to prosper that business, oh God, enlarge the territory, oh God. Bless us indeed, oh God. Keep evil away, God, that it will not cause us pain or suffering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray, God, today that you will continue to help those who are working, oh God, to be elevated on the job, to be increased on the job, oh God, those who are in need of jobs, oh God. We pray, Father, that you help them to find a good, suitable job, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may Kayla shoot at a cool, nah, Kayla shot at a Kayla shoot at a cool, name Stada, do that at my sticky to my Stada. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we do pray for those who are sick this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Many people are in the hospital, oh God. Some may have a fever, Lord Jesus, and fever needs to come down. It's been like that for many days, oh God. We know, God, today that you're the healer. So we decree and declare healing this morning, oh God, because healing is the children's bread, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we decree and declare healing today, God. High blood pressure, sugar diabetes, oh God, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, oh God, different kinds of cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, breast cancer, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, oh God, leukemia, Lord. Oh, my Father, we know today that you can dry up the cells of the cancer in these bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have arthritis, we decree and declare healing in those bodies, oh God, sinus infections, oh God, migraine headaches, oh God, and all kinds of melodies, oh God. We know, God, today that you are the healer. kidney disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the spleen today, oh God, for those who have problems with the spleen and the back, Lord, the hips, oh God, the knees, Lord Jesus. We know, God, today that you can remove the pain, oh God, from anybody, oh God, who has the pain, Lord. Lord, sometimes we need to just reach out and touch the hem of your garment to be made whole once again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our children today, oh God, children in the schools, children who are not even old enough to go to school, those, oh God, who go daily, oh God, we pray for them for their protection. Pray for the teachers in the schools, oh God, and those who are driving the buses, oh God, everybody connected to the school system, oh God, the principals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the janitors, oh God, who clean the schools, Father, the cooks, oh God, who cook for the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the delivery people, oh God, who deliver the food to the schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Mikila Shutuna Makunin and Ashita, my God, we know, Father, today that you're the one who can protect our children, protect our teachers, protect each one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even the parents, oh God, who prepare the children to go to school, who drop the children off at school, Lord, we pray, Father, today that you help them, oh God, to do the best that they can do to help these children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we do pray that you will help those, oh God, who are in these gangs, oh God, to come out of the gangs, oh God, and begin to serve you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, these gangs who are doing evil things around the cities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, stop their progress, oh God, stop them in their tracks, oh God. Lord, some of them may need to have a Damascus Road experience, oh God, in order for them to come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we pray for salvation across this nation, around the world, oh God. There's a need for people to come to Jesus Christ, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. We're living in the last of the last days, and perilous times have come, Lord. We see all kinds of things that are happening in our government, oh God, so many evil things that people are concocting, oh God, to do against the people of the nation, oh God. People have turned from you, God. They're having their own salvation. They're having their own righteousness, oh God, which is totally against you, Lord. Every evil Antichrist spirit, oh God, we come against it and bind it up in the name of Jesus, the Leviathan spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every witchcraft demon, we bind it up right now and send it back to the abyss where Jesus would send it, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lose the spirit of love and peace and joy this morning in our nation, Father. We need you desperately, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal this land, oh God. Heal our nation, oh God, in Jesus' name we pray, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for those who are living on the streets, oh God, those who are homeless, oh God, those who have put themselves in that predicament, oh God, that you help their minds. Many have lost their minds. Many are struggling on drugs, Lord. So we pray for healing of the drug demon, oh God, that they will no longer be attacked by that drug demon, that pharmakia spirit. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of a sound mind today, God, in the name of Jesus. And speaking of minds, oh God, those who are suicidal, we bind up that demon of murder, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray, God, today that they shall live and not die and begin to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for the unity in this body of Christ, oh God, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Thank you for the one accord spirit, oh God, that we will continue to see the works of the Lord in the land of the living, oh God. We praise you this morning, oh God. And Lord, we do lift up my daughter Jamila as she goes to a job interview today. Give her favor, God. Give her favor, Father, as she applies for the job that she's looking forward to getting there. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and those, oh God, anybody else, oh God, who's looking for that job, we know, God, today that you can give them favor. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 And I connect the Lord's prayer to that prayer, all the prayers that are going on at this hour. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us and everybody that's been prayed for, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Be the mind of the future, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. We all agree with one another and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer, Pastor Darlene. So at this time, I'll give you the scripture for this week, April 24th, and the scripture is Deuteronomy 8 and 3. In the King James Version, it reads, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Ephesians, so much more. There is so much more for us. A little frog loved living in the bottom of a well. He thought he had all the water in the world to play in. Life was good. One day he climbed to the top of the well and cautiously peered over the edge. Much to his surprise, he saw a lake and couldn't fathom that much water. He vented out and eventually came to an ocean. Catch and release your faith for the new things God has in your future. I believe in to rise to new levels to become all you were created to be. So we got to keep in mind there are so, so much more for us. Also, we need to start thinking positive. Thinking positive about life, about things such as this. So we are who God says we are. As God's children, we should use the power God has instilled in us. There is power in the tongue. We should be careful of the words coming out of our mouth. I always speak what we seek. Once we pray for something, let's continue praising God for it as if it's already been answered. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. If it's God's will, it will be done. It will be received. Things that come out of our mouth manifest. So let's remember, it's not what someone says to us, nor what they do to us, nor what's going on around us. It's how we respond to it. Life is what we make of it. Let's remember to always encourage and lift people up. Let's share God saying good morning to a stranger or giving a compliment, even if it's just the color of their shirt or their dress, you know. So let's help, you know, take time and lift people up, you know, spread that God is all around. So today, I want to mention on Matthew 16, 24, 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." That's Matthew 16, 24, 25. Okay, so his process. Someone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and pick up a wooden cross. These were harsh words for Jesus to state in the first century or even now. Nevertheless, they are the right words for faithful disciples. No, our cross is not wooden as his warp, but our cross is burdensome. Being more like Jesus is our ultimate goal, but the natural process of becoming like him, now that's another story. If we find ourselves struggling with this issue, we should take heart. We are not alone. That is why the Lord promised us the Holy Spirit to help us when we are weak. As we begin this new week, let's ask the Lord to strengthen our resolve process. The process of dying to yourself is not easy for anyone, but with the help of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you can make it. As you start this week, know that he is with you and he is ready to help you fulfill his plan for your life. The Holy Spirit is ready and willing to lift you up and encourage you along. on your journey in becoming like the Lord. Dear Lord, help us draw closer to you as we learn more of your word and your way. Show us by the power of the Holy Spirit how to die to ourselves and to trust the process of transformation that you have developed for us in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to trust the process. Support something inspiration. If you have something, a burning desire to share, you can do that also, but let's also keep in mind of the time. So I have a prayer request for a young man who pressed his bill, and when he went in the hospital, they punctured his lungs. His name is Chris. And so we're going to pray for healing for Chris. He's doing better, but we want God to totally heal him. And he was planning to do a volunteer with the stadium. And let's pray that there'll be another training for volunteers to volunteer at the Braves Stadium. Also, Darlene from B-Town, she's suffering with her eyes and other issues and haven't been able to reach her. So let's just pray to God working on her life while healing and whatever else may be going on with her. Let's also pray for me. Sometimes we leave ourselves out when we're praying for others. I've been having pain in my body. After my surgery, I found out I got one leg longer than the other. So they're talking hip problems and stuff, hopping. So let's pray to God heal this, my body totally. And one more, we also pray for Cedric. He's been on our line like a couple years ago. He's incarcerated. Let's pray God working his, you know, working his life. You know, he was on drugs and on drugs, and God showed him favor in the courtroom when he goes to court. So the lines are open. Any more prayer requests?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Glass. I'm praying for Olivia. She's being verbally abused by her mother's boyfriend. And she's only just turned 11 years old yesterday. So I want to pray against that demon. And also want to pray for Kennedy. For the verbal abuses that she has experienced over the years as a small child. And she's dealing with issues right now. And just pray for these kids that are being verbally, mentally, physically abused from their parents or their, you know, the people, their family members or their family members' friends, and praying for also my kids. I call my grandkids my kids too, you know, that closer walk with, you know, that God, you know, have a unity in the body of Christ, because I'm calling those things that be not as though they are. And so prayer for my family, prayer for the marriages all over this world. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I want to ask prayer for my mom. I want to continuously keep her lifted up. And I want to pray for Denver and Dallas. Dallas is having some issues with just hanging with the wrong crowd and his grades. And I'm just praying for God's favor just to turn him around and just put him in a different direction. So just please keep him lifted up, and just I pray for everybody that has a business on this prayer line that God just give us increase and just give us favor with our clients and just our business. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes, good morning. I did my daughter earlier, but just want everyone to be in agreement with Jamila to have favor with a job that she's seeking up in Cobb County as a part-time teacher, which would be better for her and her schedule. So we just pray for favor for her today. And also just pray for my my family, that several things are happening within these nieces and nephews' lives. So many, they're going in different directions other than leaning to God, and some on drugs, some on alcohol, and just bad decisions. So just pray for the family, my family, as we pray for your family also, because we know that all things are possible through and with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I second that. I want to pray that they have a time of things moving on the schedule that I could get this hit operated on. Hallelujah to God. And also looking for work that I can do, condition that I'm going through right now in the name of Jesus. I'm setting myself in agreement with the prayer for our families.
Mm-hmm.
That the Lord will continuously bless. Praying to get back against the gun violence, hallelujah to God, and gun control. Thank you.
Sister Gladys, again, pray for me and my healing and my continual healing and strength. I'm studying and reading the Word of God. I just want to just put it out in the atmosphere, studying and applying myself to His Word and reading and studying His Word more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Any other prayer requests, praise report, testimony?
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I just want to thank God for being here on this prayer line this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Since we do have a few minutes here, I just want to do a thanksgiving to God, because, you know, we often pray for His protection and thank Him in advance for His protection. And sometimes we see where He is protecting us. And so this weekend I was driving down the road, and I was coming up to this gas station, and there was a car sitting there. And it just waited until I got almost to it, and it just pulled out, just taking its time, just real slow, just pulling out in front of me. And I said, you know, God, I thank You for Your protection. You know, every time I see something like that, I just speak it out. Thank God for Your protection. But, I mean, some people, I don't know if I just don't understand. But anyway, I just thank God for His protection. And many times we have shift misses out there, and even when we do may have an accident or incident, the Lord protects us. So I thank God for His protection over each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I also want to request this guy, the seat was moving up and down and back, and it was difficult trying to get out, and I just spent money to get it fixed, and he got the wrong part, and it's now I'm up like I'm in a truck, and the thing is hanging out, but I can't reach him. So I just pray that situation get resolved. Even about to go to a dealership, that I get a good price. And I want to give a praise report. I think I mentioned this. Yeah, I prayed for a job, and the job, first job she got, didn't quite, you know, they couldn't adjust for her picking a son up after school, after school program. So she got one that she really loved now. And she's happy. She's doing a great job. So I just want to thank y'all for her prayer, the prayer that y'all came up. So what we're going to do, everybody, unmute your phone, and we're going to pray for all the prayer requests that went up. If some come to your mind, you can add those in also that you didn't put out there. Lines are open.
Can I
Thank you this morning, oh God.
Thank you, God, for being a mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faith, oh God.
Verbal violence, a verbal
Hallelujah.
God, anoint their hands, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Do thine perfect will, Lord God. Bring healing, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord God, that you hear, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I glorify and magnify your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Protect and cover our children, Lord God. This day, Lord God. Those teens, oh God, those that are in adolescent years, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Pray your cover, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for covering in the name of Jesus, oh God. We glorify you and magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I just pray for my dental work, Lord God. Oh, God, let it be pleased and acceptable. Heal, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Oh, God, that it may not cause any harm, any pain, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you for bringing healing to our bodies, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Our bodies belong to you, Lord God. Let them continue to be holy and sanctified, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Deliver us. Anything that might come in and try to distract us. Now, here, Father, we get before you. I glorify your name, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, help me, Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we are just, I will, so I turn it over to Pastor Darlene.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the safe return. Best Dolly and family, Lord God. Lord God, bless Minister Chris' family, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord this morning. We just thank God for this day. Thank you, our wonderful Sister Marie, for just facilitating and doing a fabulous job. You always bring some positive words to us and share some good words for each and every one of us to go by, so we will stretch and release our faith today. And she always wants to encourage us to be positive. So continue to be positive and spread good news to other people and share a kind word to other people. That's good for us to do. So we thank you so much, Sister Marie, this morning. And so today we're right here at the top of the hour of Power of Prayer, and we thank God for each and every one who's here. And as we're leaving today, I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just being here with us. And I decree that the Lord restores to the people of God, hearing my voice, your fortunes, as he restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. And I decree today that the Lord gives his people twice as much as you had before, as Job received in the book of Job. So I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. You look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because the help comes from our God. I decree today that we seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree today that the devil is under our feet and we resist him and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that our families are blessed and many who are not saved will come to know the Jesus Christ as their Lord, Savior, and King. I make a declaration today that we are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. And I want you all to know, once again, I love you. And I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom of God. So everybody, go in the spirit of Elisha. and Jehu. That is the spirit of joyousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful day and week. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.